something about me today. We're going to tell a whole story in music. And guess what story it is? It's the story of the Three Bears. Now, I'm sure most of you know the story of the Three Bears, but in case there's just one of you who might not, I'll tell you a little bit of the story in words before we have the music tell it. Are you ready? There were once three bears who lived in a little house in the woods. There was a great big bear, and a middle-sized bear, and a little wee bear. And their coats were very rough, and their voices very gruff. But they were truly nice bears, and they liked all their things to be just so. The great big bear had a great big bed, and a great big chair, and a great big bowl for his porridge. The middle-sized bear had middle-sized things, and the little wee bear had a little bed and a little chair and a little bowl for his porridge. And also, once upon a time, there was a little girl, a pretty, rosy little girl, with such a crown of golden curls that all her friends called her Goldilocks. One day, Goldilocks was sent on an errand, and she walked right through the woods where the three bears lived. But she didn't walk right through because she stopped at the bear's house, and though they weren't home, she opened the door and she went in. And then do you know what she did? You do, don't you? That's right. She saw the porridge on the table, and she tasted the big bears, too hot. The middle-sized bears, too cold. And the little wee bears, just right. So she ate it all up. And then you remember, she tried sitting in all the chairs and broke the little bears. And then she lay down on all the beds, and on the little bear's bed she fell fast asleep. And then the bears came home. They took one look at their breakfast table and said, "Well, let's have the music tell us what they said, shall we?" That's right, they said, "Who's been eating from my bowl?" And the little bear added, "And ate it all up." And then they looked at the chairs and said, and the little bear added, "And broke it right down." And then they rushed upstairs to their bedroom, and when they got there, they said, but the little bear added, "And she's still here." And with that, Goldilocks sat straight up in bed, wide awake. She saw the three bears standing beside her, and without waiting to run downstairs, she jumped straight out of the window and scampered home just as fast as her legs could carry her. As for the bears, when they got over their surprise, oh, they laughed and laughed and did a funny, clumsy bear dance because it was so nice to have their little house all to themselves again. Now, an Englishman named Eric Coates liked this story so well that he thought it should be told in music. And so he sat down and wrote it that way. And we're going to play it for you right this minute. Listen, you'll hear Goldilocks going through the wood, rapping at the door of the bear's house, running about doing the naughty things she did, and finally going to sleep. And then you'll hear the bears come home and, well, just listen. Thank you. see all of that, pretty little Goldilocks walking in the cool green wood, the cozy house among the trees where the bears live. And did you see the bears, all brown and shaggy with black noses and pink tongues? Weren't they surprised when they came home and found someone had been eating their porridge and sitting in their chairs? They're getting terribly excited, so what do you think they'll do now? I think they're going to rush upstairs and see if that someone is there. Let's listen to the music again and see. Excitement? And weren't they surprised when they found Goldilocks asleep in the little bear's bed? Stories and music are just as nice as stories and words, aren't they? Now, before you forget Goldilocks and the three bears, make a picture of them, won't you?